Relationships can be really tough, especially when you've mistaken it for the real deal, only to find out it was real shit instead. I need you to know you're okay no matter what. And I'm not saying that like this is some shrink session. I'm going to drill it into your head so you can wake up like some drone and be like comatose and just bang into a wall and think you're okay. I'm serious. Step number one, let's just look at a guy and a girl for a second. If you look at a guy and a girl, you'll notice there are two distinct parts that actually fit together quite nicely. It's not like you guys have a dick that's in the shape of a staircase and we have to twist it and shape it and hopefully not break it in the process to make it fit. It fits. We're meant to fit together. So if our outer body is specifically designed to join so effortlessly, I also believe that the emotional blueprint of how to get along in the most awesome way without all this crap we go through lies in the body also. I know, hard to believe, right? But it's true. Because for something to be developed so fucking perfectly, and that, by the way, stands for all things in nature, and it doesn't matter if you believe it came from God or the universe or Buddha or Allah or whatever, or everything just went boom and it all materialized, it's still perfect. If we look at a male and female polar bear, we can tell who's who. With us, we're not so sure these days. Behavior is key. And it's not about giving up anything or feminism or any other self-perceived or media-induced rights that we're supposed to have or taken away, omitted in the romantic realm in order for us to have peace. It's about the synchronicity of two people, how they move to and from each other emotionally, that magic dance, how they vibe together. Does one get silent when they're pissed and the other gets more aggressive when they feel ignored? Fear needs to be crushed here. What's actually holding us back from getting what we want, saying how we feel, instead of exploding, being actually honest and authentic with someone so it can be real, is fear. And when fear rules, it means all decisions, thoughts, and wants are presented on a platter of fear, which is actually doubt. Anything that has fear involved will backfire eventually. Don't take my word for it, though. Just like trace it back to the last decision you made in fear. Because at that time you avoided saying something or waited to say something, did or didn't do something in order to not get a certain response from someone that you thought you were going to get. Which, of course, only ensured that you did get that exact response you're trying to avoid. This is why you didn't tell them. Or this is why you did one thing and not the other. You did it all out of fear. And although you tried to protect them or protect yourself from them finding out, the exact thing you avoided, which was induced by fear, pushed it under a light so it can be seen. Because everything that you avoid to do, that you're not authentic, that is spurred on by fear, will backfire. If fear is to be completely wiped out and like completely not in your vocabulary, it would mean you'd have to be okay with who you are, your emotions, your insecurities, no judgment on what you know or don't know, complete trust in what you're capable of doing or not doing, knowing you're absolutely perfect right at this second. Kind of just like a child, nothing to prove. And like a child, everything you want, you believe is going to eventually come to you. That's what a child does. It expects, and therefore it eventually gets. Because I'll tell you right now, if you look back at all the disappointment, devastation, and disasters you had, you would see that it made you turn a certain way, brought you to a new place where you actually met someone very special, or you were told something very helpful and necessary that got you a new job, a new school, where you met the one. And because you were so fed up, in the scenario, a relationship or job, it forced you to cut it off. And along with that, a part of yourself that always held you back. So now you're just like doing you instead of him, her, them. And I totally fucking salute you, man. Although sometimes it does sound contradictory to say that relationships can be such a gift, cutting someone off that's sucking your fucking blood, huge weight off. But seriously, like, do you want to walk around with this constipated look on your face of like pure misery? Okay, noted. You will always be more than okay. Life's always got your back. Where you are in your development of awareness of that will dictate who you will be with and what you are at this point that you can see. There is nothing wrong with you. You're not being punished. There are no bad choices. None. They all fucking serve your ass in order to progress, become refined, sharp, sacred. Just like any sport, you cannot submit to fear, although it can stand there silently in the wings, just like begging for your attention. If you go forward, regardless of how much fear you have, it will slip back into the shadows, that doubt and fear. If you hold back because of it, you'll attract from the inside someone else who holds back in other ways, because that shit lives in you. And it may not be apparent at first, but later it will. Of course, if you're brave and you speak your thoughts and feelings once you're in a secured, exclusive relationship, your fears will start to play peekaboo because they will only come out once they feel safe to do so and it feels familiar. But it will also now be with someone who's skilled at handling you in the right way, not triggered by you and threatened by you. And that's where the fun begins. Because both of you are being real with each other. So this is the part where she'll start to burp and you'll fart, like, all the time. Only with me, it was me who farted. Yep, I did. But he's the one that told me not to hold it in, okay? And I refuse to hold back from my man. I just do. And besides, he actually said it smells like lavender and poo-pourri. Like, imagine that, my fart smells like poo-pourri. Okay, well, unless, of course, I eat Turkish figs, you know, then it's like completely all over. No going back from that. Because we're talking pure putrefaction. Because then he'll be saying shit like, what'd you do, swallow a dead monkey? I'm like, I don't eat monkeys, okay? Besides, you told me to. You said don't hold it in. So just fucking inhale deeply. It'll be over soon. But honestly, I don't really know what the big deal is. It's just a puff of air. You guys make such a big deal about it. Though I do have to admit, our silencers can get the best of you. Because we'll be snuggling up in the couch and tucked in deep inside your chest. And all of a sudden, there'll be like this green mist in the air. And the furniture will just start to melt. And you're on your elbows crawling to the door. Because you learn in science class, hot air rises. So heads up. Or rather down, when we girls fart. And still, no matter what, you're okay.